spend huge amounts of time on my own. I don't want to cause any serious damage. I want to make sure that I can manage, because I'm not really in your head. I'm not really.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
It's what I feel. I became your world, so lose myself. you want at the airport. They got tall ones, short ones, big and small. I even met one who was 7 feet tall. Oh, you can meet any kind of girl you want at the airport. Pick it up. You can meet any kind of girl you want at the airport. People here this afternoon. We got girls from all over the world. I met two from each of the Dakotas, both east and west. They were from London, they were from France, they were from Egypt, they were from Tasmania, they were from Moscow, Glasgow, Zimbabwe, Canada, Hispaniola. Today at the airport, at the airport.
Speaking, today's destination is love.
Let's begin. This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Accidents will happen, we're all ahead and run. Used to be a victim, now you're not the only. Yes, I think you've seen me before. If you hear something late at night, some kind of trouble, some kind of fight, just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was. I think it's 'cause I'm clumsy. I try not to talk too loud.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
That I had known. I'm sitting in the morning at the diner on the corner. I am waiting at the counter for the man to pour the coffee, and he fills it only halfway. And before I even argue, he is looking out the window at somebody coming in. It is always nice to see you, says the man behind the counter to the woman who has come in. She is shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos, and I'm pretending not to see them, and instead I pour the milk. I open up the paper, there's a story of an actor who had died while he was drinking. It was no one I had heard of, and I'm turning to the horoscope and looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching me, and so I raise my head. There's a woman on the outside looking inside. Does she see me? No, she does not really see me, 'cause she sees her own reflection, and I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt, and while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. Oh, this rain, it will continue through the morning as I'm listening to the bells of the cathedral. I am thinking of your voice and of the midnight picnic once upon a time before the rain began. And I finish up my coffee and it's time to catch the train.
Yeah. Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
morning dove, just fly from pine to pine. People say she's lonesome, she's just got a rambling mind. Don't you see that morning dove? Yeah, she's flying from pine to pine. People say she's lonesome, she's just got a rambling mind.
If my baby,
hey, this is Tim Blaine.
Who?
Tim Blaine.
Oh, Tim Blaine, the Tim Blaine Band.
That's the one.
Oh, this is Adam Olin.
And I'm James Williams.
We are the Tim Blaine Band. We are doing interpretive dance inside WMFO in Medford. It's pretty funky. It's great. So I guess somebody's gonna break my heart soon.